Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. I wanted to take a quick moment and say thank you guys again for tuning in. And again, I really appreciate those of you guys that always share my podcast, those of you guys that are always giving it some love on social media, and those of you guys that are dropping me DMs, just saying how much value it's given you guys. I really love hearing that stuff. So just wanted to, again, take a quick moment and say thank you so much for that. Today's podcast, guys, I want to switch it up a little bit, and we are going to talk about the Arizona real estate housing market and what my predictions are for what is going to be happening for the rest of the year. It's about that time of year. We're heading into, you know, quarter three, getting ready to get there. We're just getting into quarter two right now. So as we enter into the mid-year kind of, you know, hustle and bustle that people go through with summer breaks, I'm getting a lot of questions around, hey, what's going to be going on with the market? A lot of my clients started reaching out about a month and a half ago. So I wanted to make a podcast today just to kind of highlight some important things that are happening in our market right now, and also kind of debunk some of the things that you guys have been hearing on the news and the media, because I've been seeing some kind of ridiculous articles talking about the market, how it's going to crash and things like that. And I think it's important to really pay attention to some of the data and highlight some of that today, just so that you guys can really get an inside look at what's happening in our market to make the best decision and choice for yourself. I know some of you guys out there are currently thinking about maybe buying this year, maybe thinking about selling. You got a lot of questions. You don't really know what to do. And hopefully today that clears up a little bit about what is going to be taking place in our market this year and what my predictions are. All right. Let's dive right into it. So the biggest thing we've seen this year since starting into January is we have had a massive decline in inventory in our market. Now, you guys probably remember COVID in 2020. When COVID first hit, going into 2021, the market went absolutely insane. The government basically came in and dropped interest rates super low, which in return caused the housing interest rates to drop super low, which then increased affordability for buyers, which then greatly accelerated spending as we got into the 2.5% to 3% interest rate. So it just caused an absolute frenzy. Combine that with people that were wanting to get out of their current state, relocation, a lot of jobs were created that were once required to be office jobs, were then able to become, you know, telecommute jobs. So people were able to maintain their job but move into a different state. In the Arizona market, we saw a massive influx of people coming from other states because we were still considered pretty dang affordable, and they were now able to keep their jobs in their current state, but actually come over here now and get an affordable house and maintain their job. So all of that was the perfect storm, and our inventory absolutely sank. We got down to right around 3,800 houses at one point, which at any given time in the Phoenix market with a few million people, guys, that is super, super low. So we saw houses getting bid way up, as you guys probably saw in other housing markets in other states. Multiple offers, over ask. I mean, just the craziest stuff. It was a wild time for sure in the market. All the way until about March of last year, we've kind of just peaked out a little over 1 year ago since the feds tried to slow things down and slow down inflation because it was going through the roof. And so what happened was the housing interest rates began to be increased. We were sitting at like a 2.5 to a 3% interest rate, slowly started creeping up, and we got all the way up into the sevens at one point. And we have been back down into the sixes and high fives right now. But when you take a rate from 2.5 all the way up to a 7, it basically had killed a lot of people's affordability. What at one point they could afford at a 2.5% rate was greatly compressed. So their purchasing power came down, which slowed the market way down because not a lot of sellers were willing to lower their prices down to accommodate the new interest rates. So we were in this really weird space where we had buyers there, but they couldn't afford what they could before. So they were frustrated because maybe their purchasing power got knocked down from like $750K to $500 or $550K now for the same monthly payment because rates were doubled. But we had sellers that were like, well, my house is now worth this due to the feeding frenzy of the market. I don't feel like lowering my price. I'm at a low interest rate because I refinanced. So I don't really need to sell. So it was this kind of weird dance and standoff between buyers and sellers over the last year that not a lot of sellers were selling unless they had to, and they were sticking firm on their prices, and buyers were just sitting on the sidelines waiting for rates to come back down, which never really happened. And to be honest with you guys, I don't think in our lifetime we're ever going to see a 2% interest rate ever again. That's just an unrealistic goal if you're waiting on that to purchase a home. That was kind of a once in a lifetime deal. We've never had a rate that low ever in the history of mortgage rates. So again, if you guys were waiting for that, you probably should have took advantage of that when the market was at that market rate. So what happened was we peaked all the way up going into about October 17th, October 18th of last year was our highlight peak. We had just under 20,000 active listings on the market. And then what happened is things began to stabilize, but there was a couple different things that had happened. We have a lot of sellers that are now not opting to sell their homes because, again, they are sitting on a 2.5% to 3% interest rate. Whether they purchased their home a couple years ago in 2020 and 2021 at a super low interest rate, now they have a large equity buildup sitting on, like I said, a low rate. Could have been a situation where they just don't feel motivated to sell. They're sitting on a lot of equity and they don't want to pay the high prices there. And then the third thing was we had a lot of hedge funds in our market over the last couple years buying up houses left and right. Particularly, they were looking for homes 500K and under, three bed, two bath, no pool. You guys know the standard rental property. We had a ton of hedge funds in here basically purchasing these homes to convert into rental properties for their funds. The problem with that, guys, is that a hedge fund purchased home usually never makes it back online. And when I say online, that means back on the market. It's not a traditional buy and sell situation where somebody like you or I would purchase a home, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, we say, okay, it's time to relist our home for sale so we can go purchase another one. These homes were purchased and they typically always will stay as a rental property, which means they will never be back on the market. We are just now going into this year starting to see the side effects of low inventory. Yes, rates are high, and a lot of buyers and a lot of the news outlets like to talk about that. Rates are at 6%, which I want to point out, guys, historically, that is not a bad rate. If you guys look at the industry average over the last 20 years, 6% is right on par. A lot of people just got really spoiled with the 2.5% to 3% interest rate for the last couple of years that they now felt like that is the baseline, and that wasn't. That was a low in the economy, guys. So don't get stuck on those numbers when it comes to wanting to purchase a home, because typically, even if you wait for interest rates to come down, so does everybody else. And then the feeding frenzy begins and homes begin to get bid up. So while yes, you are getting a lower interest rate, most likely you're going to be paying 20, 30, 40, 50, 60K more for a house in a low rate environment where you have much more competition. You're unable to refinance the purchase price of a house, but you can refinance an interest rate if you get in on a good deal once rates drop. So the point in all of this I'm making to you guys that not a lot of people are paying attention to is the lack of inventory that we have. A lot of people are talking about how the overall purchasing power has slowed down. Not a lot of people are buying, which is true, but right now even fewer people are selling. Just to give you guys an idea of what is going on in our market right now, when it comes to new listings, so traditionally in 21 and 22 in January, we had about 8,500 new listings hit the market both years, give or take about 100 listings. This year, we only had 7,500. So we had 1,000 less listings in 2023 than we did the previous 2 years. In February, we had a little over 8,800 listings both months, 8,700 to 8,800. So again, with about 100 listing a month variance between 21 and 22, this year, we only had 7,300 listings, again, lower than 1,000. But the big kicker was March, guys. March historically is always a big month for listings. That's right where you're getting ready to head into quarter two. The holiday season's over. People are getting their tax returns. March of 21 and 22, we saw about 10,500 new listings hit the market both of those months. This year, we only saw 7,800 listings, guys. That's how low we are. April, same thing. April of 21, we had 10,800 new listings in the Phoenix market. In 22, we had 10,500. So again, right in that 10,005, 10,006 range. So far, guys, we are over halfway through April and we're only at 2,900 listings right now. We're going to be lucky to maybe crack over a little over 6,000, which means we're going to be down about 4,000 listings this year compared to where we should be in comparison to previous year's listing trends. And again, guys, this is a combination of sellers that currently bought or refinanced their home a couple years ago sitting on low rates are not motivated to list their properties to sell, and all of the homes that the hedge funds purchased from private homeowners and converted into rental properties are now no longer being listed on the market. Now, another problem we're going to be facing with inventory this year is new builds. So new builds have always been a great source of new inventory hitting the market. Obviously, as more and more people come to the Phoenix market and the Arizona market, more homes need to be built. This is where new builders always came in and kind of fed the supply to keep things nice and balanced for us. And to be honest, new builds have been performing very well over the last couple of years. Even in the market pandemic, they did pretty good, to be honest with you. A lot of people were opting to go into the new build homes. But they were a little speculative on what was going to happen with our market, and they felt that maybe this was going to be the year where things were really going to slow down based on the large buildup of inventory last year when rates rose, that they actually pulled one of the record lowest quarters of new build permits in the Phoenix market for new builds last year in quarter four. Now, what that means is we're going to see way less new builds on the market are being built or completed by quarter three and quarter four of this year, which again is not going to help the decreasing inventory. So as you guys can see, there's a lot of factors coming into play that are just causing not a lot of new homes to hit the market right now. One more caveat that just got rolled out this last week that I think everybody should pay attention to as well is that there's a large hedge fund and holding firm called Blackstone. Basically, what they are is they are a big hedge fund that purchases rental properties. They have a lot of capital. They buy properties, and that's what they do. They manage. They have one of the world's largest rental property portfolios right now, and they just announced that they have raised $30 billion to start purchasing homes again. Now, without a doubt, guys, this will be, again, eating up inventory in the Arizona housing market. So all of these indicators point that we're going to run into a massive decrease in new listings and supply hitting the market right now. Yes, rates may be high. Yes, buying power may be a little bit lower than what it was the last couple years, but I don't believe interest rates are going to come down a ton. I do think they're going to come down. They are high right now once inflation gets under control. And this is cyclical, guys. This is how the market works. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up and down. A lot of people need to really understand that we were obviously in a down market right now, as it should be. Things should not be progressing constantly on the way up, because eventually affordability will be completely unattainable for anybody. So while it is kind of a nuisance for some sellers and rates being high for buyers, I completely empathize with you guys. It's essential and it is important for our market that this does happen and kind of keeps things in checks and balances. But guys, here's the thing. When rates come down, which they will come down, I don't believe again that they're going to come into the high twos again or anything. It's probably going to be a while before we see threes, but they will get into the low fives, high fours here within the next year, year and a half would be my prediction. When that happens, it's going to accelerate spending. Which is going to accelerate the purchasing of, you know, new homes and things of that nature. That's good. The problem is that I think we are going to really run out of inventory on the market. There simply won't be enough homes to go around again for buyers, as you guys can see. With all these other factors taking place, not enough sellers selling homes right now, new builds cut back on their permits in the Arizona market last year, which is going to really greatly affect us in quarter three and four of this year. Hedge funds getting very active again to come in and buy more properties and take those off of the market from a cash offer perspective over a traditional buyer. There are a lot of things working against buyers coming up in the next few months and within the next year, year and a half, to be honest with you guys. So I think it's important to highlight this because I know a lot of you guys out there are sitting and waiting and wondering what's going on with the market right now. What's gonna happen? Is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? Truth be told, guys, if you were going to buy, I would definitely say get out there and start buying right now. I can't see anything other than inventory continuing to decrease. There's not a single thing right now that I can see and others can see and other economists can see that is going to suddenly bring more houses on the market. There's nothing that's going to motivate more sellers to sell. Foreclosures are still way down right now because, again, people have so much equity that even if they get in a bad spot and they need to sell their home, they can put that home on the market, list it, sell it before it actually goes to auction and extract their equity. So I wouldn't bank on foreclosures being a big thing right now. Even if they do, inventory is so low, it's decreasing that it's going to be consumed by buyers looking to purchase a home right now. So we're not going to have a massive influx of foreclosures. So again, there is nothing indicating, guys, that we are going to see a turnaround right now an inventory buildup. Nothing is going to relieve that pressure. We are right now at our current pace dropping about 400 to 500 houses per week, give or take, in the Arizona market, which means that we have buyers that are outpacing sellers right now. It's causing inventory to continue to decline. Again, based off all of the factors that I just pointed out to you guys, I can't see that being alleviated anytime soon. There is nothing in the foreseeable future that is going to help that. If anything, it's going to be accelerated once interest rates come down, buying power goes up, and also large investment firms get back into the market, your Open Doors, your OfferPads, your hedge funds. When they start getting really active again, once they see that the market has stabilized, and once they see that demand is very high and supply is low, they're going to come in and start buying the remainder of that supply up. So I think it's important that you guys understand that when it comes to making decisions this year, when it comes to buying and selling. Now, you may have zero desire to buy and sell a home, and that's fine. Hopefully you guys learned something today. But I really hope that this resonates with some of you guys out there that are looking to possibly make a move and purchase, or if you guys are renting. It's only going to get more expensive, as much as I hate to say it. I know a lot of people kind of live in doubt, and they think it's going to get cheaper and things are going to change. And I think that that's a great hope and a wish. But again, looking at the data here, guys, looking at everything that I'm looking at, I can't see anything that is going to be helping the market, adding additional listings. We are already starting to see prices rise. We're starting to see less home prices drop. We're starting to get multiple offers on our property. In the last 3 weeks, we have seen several multiple offers on some of our listings again. So that is coming back. And again, I only see inventory continuing to decrease. So if you're a buyer sitting on the sidelines and you know you're going to be buying soon, I would recommend maybe being proactive. Go talk to a lender, start getting your pre-qualification in order, really start getting active out there, and don't wait until the last minute. Because again, the trajectory that we're on right now, even an additional 4 to 5 months, could make the difference of almost a $20K higher purchase price on average from what we're seeing right now. Again, as inventory drops, as things get more competitive, you're going to see prices begin to go up again. You're going to see bidding wars. You're going to see all of this, which at that point, you're going to be forced to pay a higher price for a house, stay where you currently are, or stay renting a home, which has 100% interest rate, because you make none of that money back. You get none of the benefits of homeownership. You get none of the benefits of appreciation and equity buildup, which is going to be taking place in our current market right now. So I just wanted to hopefully add some value to you guys and share that again. I know there's a lot of speculation and a lot of questions out there, but I'm very data driven. I look at the numbers to best educate our clients, best educate our agents, and basically let the data do the decision making for us, right? Guide us in the right direction. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and hopefully it helps some of you out there. As always, guys, if you guys have any questions about the housing market or anything of that nature, feel free to give me a call, text, DM. I'm always happy to answer your guys' questions. If you guys need help buying or selling a home, you guys also know I'm here to help with that as well. And if you guys are looking for private coaching, I did start a private community. It's only $50 a month. It's super cheap. We are in there every single day, dropping value, talking about all things business, finances, mindset, just multiple different ways to help you guys level up your life. And it's literally $50 a month. You guys can find information on that at www.blakeclark.com. And I look forward to seeing you guys in there. As always, have an absolutely incredible week. Let's get out there, guys. Let's crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help, obviously, impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.